you're now into the final, the grand final of the Super 50 tournament. A remarkable victory here against the Trinidad Tobago Red Force. Talk to me about your team's performance.
We think it was phenomenal for a bunch of young guys, as inexperienced as they are, coming up against world beaters, to put in performance that we did. I guess it's a cliche, but I love it when a plan comes together. We sat together, planned very well, but for us to come up today and execute the way that we did, it was very, very pleasing for me.
How special was that spell from Akeem Jordan?
It's probably one of the better regional 50-over spells that I've seen. Just the way that he moved the ball in and out, always challenging the technique, and to get some of the names that he got within that spell. Those first six overs were phenomenal, and I hope that is something that he puts in his back pocket, take with him, and you know, learn from it and move from stride to stride.
You know, face the Guyana Jaguars. What challenge do you expect from them?
Well, Guyana's a team, you know, you always play on your patience. They're a fighting team. They never say die. And I think we have some of those qualities in our dressing room, some of that character as well. I'm looking forward to the game. It should be a different test from what we've had thus far. But yeah, we celebrate tonight and have a think about them tomorrow, plan and hopefully execute as well as we did.
What would it mean for you guys to go on and win this tournament?
We spoke about it before this game. The culmination of the first round. I think this program goes way beyond any of us that are currently representing the team. You have Sir Hilary Beckles, who has been phenomenal in trying to get the CCC formed to begin with in 2008, and then to keep it going and to keep it playing regional cricket and keep exposing and keep giving guys opportunities. Floyd Reefer, who's been a stalwart from the inception, whether as a player or as a coach, I sent a long, long voice note yesterday all the way from India. And I think the amount of guys that have passed through the CCC, myself, got my first taste of first class cricket through the CCC program. The amount of guys, I think it's 30-odd, who have passed through the CCC program and gone on to higher honours to play for West Indies is phenomenal. And, you know, hopefully it continues to go from strength to strength, not only in the regional 50-over, but hopefully back in the regional 4-day tournament, and continues to give guys who are deserving opportunities at first-class level to showcase the talent against some of the more talented cricketers in the Caribbean.
What clicked for you all guys, though, after those first few games that have now put you into the final?
It was soul-searching, positive discussion. I think we've created a dressing room where if someone does well, we celebrate with them. And if someone does poorly, we come down hard on them. And they know that we're coming down hard because, you know, crap happens. So, you know, we take the mickey out of you, but it's all love at the end of the day. No animosity leaves the dressing room. But when you do well, you're celebrated. And when you do crap, you're told about it. So I think the fact that we culminated that sort of vibe in the dressing room allowed us to do honest soul searching after we were two losses from the first three games, especially that defeat against the Leewards. You know, we said we wanted to play a brand of cricket which is aggressive and exciting, and we wanted to support players who are expressing themselves. And since then, we've gone on to chase 175, and then we've got to 260 against Barbados. And the way we've played our cricket, the way we brought home the games, have been very, very pleasing, not only for me, but for the management, and I'm sure for Floyd, who's supporting us in India.